Midweek, happy Wednesday. Got a great guest lined up today. Hoping he didn't forget. I sent him an email last night to remind him. And I checked my email this morning. I didn't hear back from him, but he should be on. He seemed pretty enthused when I called him last week. He's a friend of David Cole. He used to work with him, in fact. David Cole, for those of you that don't know, did quite a few documentaries on, you know, the fraudulent nature of the Holocaust. He actually went to, you know, Auschwitz and several of the other concentration camps and showed how they just totally exaggerated this thing, and virtually none of what has been claimed is true. Anyway, I tried to get him on, but he's not in the business anymore. I guess he got so much flack from it, he finally just gave the whole thing up, but this guy picked up where we left off. So he's going to be hopefully here after the commercial break, first commercial break, talking about that. Holocaust denier. Ooh, we're really in violation now. We're violating the new hate crimes bill. And I'm also in violation of the new, soon to be passed, I'm sure, by the Senate, the H.R. 1955 or 1959 for the Senate. I am a violent radicalizationist. I have to confess, it's true, folks. Without any mercy, last night, I violently chopped a tomato into tiny little bits. And then, if that isn't bad enough, I proceeded to eat the tomato. So, you know, I'm sure that comes under the new violent radicalization bill. So Homeland Security will be after me anytime now, hunting me down. And, you know, at least I have to say it's good. It's that finally the government is stepping in and saving vegetables from brutalization. This has been going on for too long. There's been no voice speaking out. Hey, you know, you think I'm kidding. The FBI, about a year ago, year and a half ago, was monitoring vegan protest groups. Going after the vegans. For what reason? Well, what else could we assume? They're for the rights of the carrots and the tomatoes, I guess. So, chalk one up for the FBI. You know, you got all these animal rights groups, but nobody speaks out for the tomato. So now we got this new violent radicalization bill. I guess it's going to take care of things like that. Anyway, so we're going to have him coming up after the break. Before we go to that, let me go over a few quick announcements. Yeah, if anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, which is fully documented, covers the whole gamut from A to Z, the banking system, the income tax, the education system being hijacked, the media being hijacked, organized religion being hijacked, you name it, it's all in there. Talk about, you know, coming martial law, talk, I even give quotes from multiple sources going back to the turn of the 20th century where authors like H.G. Wells, for example, forecasted into the future where they saw things going. He, of course, looked forward to what was coming with great anticipation. But it's interesting when you read some of these quotes and then you see what's going on in the world today. Exactly as they said, things have been happening. It's frightening stuff. All of that is in there and more. You can just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. You'll see all that I have available now, and there'll be more in coming weeks, months. Anybody wants Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom of Fascism, go to RBN's website, republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal, or call 1-800, oh boy, where's the number? They always move it on me on the website here. Well, oh, here it is. Yeah, 724-2719, 800-724-2719. Or just send your check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with our guest, Bradley Smith.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm trying to play it. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I'm hoping, I haven't heard back from the office yet, I'm hoping they're able to get through to Bradley Smith. These international calls can be a real pain sometimes. You think you got the number right, and then you realize you needed an extra digit for the international code, or you need to drop a few digits. That's what happened last week with a guest I had. But it looks like, so far, they're not having any luck. Oh, gosh. There's figures. Oh, these international guests. But they're going to keep trying, so hopefully we'll be able to reach the guy. But, you know, this subject matter is, it's very interesting. It's something that I personally didn't really pay much attention to. Had no opinion one way or the other. You know, I kind of just figured, well, if it isn't true, it wouldn't surprise me. If it is, no big deal, nothing changes. But, you know, as the years went on, I started studying more into Zionism and how they have pulled scams like this in the past, guys. They said this about the Roman Empire. They said the Roman Empire actually had murdered, I forget how many billions of Jews. You know, this is what they said during the early centuries into the Dark Ages, just to gain sympathy, much like what they do with the Holocaust today. And it turns out there wasn't even a billion people alive on the planet Earth. In fact, if you added all the population of the world up, all during the entire Roman Empire period, you know, from 168 BC to, what was it, 476 AD, there probably wasn't even maybe a billion, at best maybe 2 billion altogether. I don't even think it was that much, though. I don't even think it totaled a billion over those several hundred years. And yet they said that multiple billions of Jews were killed by the Roman Empire. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They always, you know, outrageously exaggerate the figures. And if he does make it on here today or whenever I get him rebooked, hopefully get the number worked out better, you know, this is what we were going to be discussing is the problems that exist with the official story of the Holocaust. And, you know, this has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It has to do with historical accuracy. Keep in mind that even if you go by their official numbers, 11 million killed, six of which were said to have been Jews, that is only a little more than half that were Jews. So to me, it's kind of a travesty to call it a Jewish Holocaust when almost half of those victims were non-Jews. What about them? Why isn't it also called a Polish Holocaust? Why isn't it called a Dutch Holocaust? You know, a mentally handicapped Holocaust. Many of them were killed as well. Again, according to the official numbers. But when you look at the historical validity of this, you realize that it's a whole lot of bunk. For example, German documents that were released back in the early 90s actually show, contemporary documents from that period, actually show that Der Führer sent notices out to the various concentration camp authorities reminding them of the importance of being sure that all of the inmates were examined on a regular basis by physicians to make sure that they were in tip-top health. Now, isn't that just a little bit strange? Why would there be such concern that the inmates would be in good health when they're only mass executing them anyway? Well, it turns out that the concentration camps were used as slave labor for the war machine. So they wanted them in good health so they could get the maximum work out of them. In fact, David Cole, himself a Jew, went to Auschwitz, toured the camp there, and, you know, he did a documentary based around this camp tour. And he said that, you know, most people who go to Auschwitz today will never find out that there's a pool behind the main dormitory where the inmates stayed. If you are aware of it and ask about it, they'll show it to you, but it's not included in the tour. It's like they don't want the public to know it's there. And for obvious reasons, why would they have a pool for the inmates, which, you know, generally speaking, a pool is intended for comfort, for luxury, for, you know, cooling yourself off in the hot summer. Why would they have had a pool there for them? Oh, there's other problems. He goes to what is called the crematorium, and lo and behold, there's no blue stains on either the ceiling or the floor or the walls. A light blue stain is endemic to the residue that's given off by Zyklon B gas. There is blue resin stains on the walls, ceilings, and floors of another building that isn't part of the tour, where Zyklon B gas was used, not for people, it was used for clothing. And that's admitted. If you ask them on the tour, they will admit, oh, yes, that building was used to decontaminate clothing because it was a prevalent problem with lice back then. When the inmates were brought in, usually they had lice, so they would have them stripped down, shave their heads. That's where all the hair came from in the museum there. And then they would proceed to, you know, inundate their clothes in the Zyklon B chambers to kill the lice off. And so, you know, as he points out, when you go into the museum, you'll see all these canisters of Zyklon B in this one display case, and the impression is supposed to be, look how horrible this was, they used these gas cans to murder people. But as he points out, no, this gas was in common use back then. It's like Raid today. You know, this was what was used to de-licify, if you will, clothing. And, you know, then people will say, well, what about all those pictures we saw of all the people starving to death down to skin and bones. Well, yeah, those are real pictures, and those people were starving to death. Toward the end of the war, Germany's economy had dwindled so bad because of the war that the prisoners there, who were not on the high priority list, were the first to go. You know, they were the last ones to eat. Everybody else was fed, and if there was anything left, they gave it to them. Well, usually there wasn't. So, yes, they were dwindling down and starving to death. Contemporary documents from the period, from the Red Cross, shows that there was about 100, I forget the exact number now, it was like 138. I'm going to do a whole show on this sometime, going through in detail, breaking this stuff down. But I think it was 138,000 victims the Red Cross had counted. That includes ones that were already, you know, that had been found dead in the camp, as well as mass graves that were, you know, exhumed. They said about 138,000 deaths, adding up all the victims from all the camps. So that's how many died, folks, from starvation. And again, a great many of them weren't even Jews. This was not targeting Jews specifically. Keep in mind, Hitler, I'm not trying to make him out to be a good boy. He's a tyrant like all the rest, just like George Bush. But he, you know, wanted to deport them. And he did. But they got sent back. You know, he wanted them to, he sent them to the U.S., he sent them to Ecuador, he sent them to other European countries. They all sent them back. So his next choice was, okay, we'll just put them to work then. So, you know, this whole idea of mass extermination of the Jews, guys, once you start looking at it, it's unbelievable. We were suckered again. And so, once again, you have to ask the question, what have we been told the truth about? Seriously. You look at all major historical events, particularly in the 20th century, and you look at all the problems. Believe it or not, there's a great many scientists, or I should say historians, academics, who no longer endorse the official Holocaust story. I mean, look at Ahmadinejad there, whatever the heck his name is. He had that big conference there last year, and, you know, thousands of people all over the world, very prestigious academics, credentialed historians from around the world went to this conference. They know it's a scam, guys. They know it isn't true the way it's been sold to us. They know it isn't. But the, you know, general public perception is, and they intend to keep it that way, that it did happen the way you were told. Now, shut up. And therefore, you know, to make sure that this illusion is maintained, they arrest people for simply questioning the Holocaust. Isn't that a kick in the head? There's people in Germany today serving time. You know, the guest I had on last week from France, what was his name, Daryl Bradford Smith, he said even France is getting in on the act now. They're waking, they're arresting people and locking them up for, you know, for the same thing, just questioning the Holocaust. Thought crimes. Just like what we've got coming up when the Senate passes this bill, and I'm sure they will, unless people get on the horn and start calling them up, demanding that this thing not be passed. You know, that bill is obviously designed to target people questioning the Holocaust, amongst other things, questioning the Bush administration in general. It's a violent radicalization crime. Oh, give me a break. By the way, I want to go over those numbers here again. To call your senators, folks. Harass the living daylights out of them. Tell them you're not going to stand for this. They've already given Bush far too much power as it is. And they had better not be giving him any more powers to turn him even into a worse dictator. Call them. Let them know you're on to their game. Toll-free numbers, guys. 800-828-2498 or 800-614-2803 or 877-851-6437. You can also call 202-224-3129 or 202-225-3121. I guess we'll try one more time during the break to get the guest on. If not, I'll just have to rebook him for another time. I'll go off on a rant, finish up what I started on Friday. Stick with us, guys. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Guys, back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Looks like we're not going to get the guest on today, but, you know, my regular listeners, I guess you've gotten accustomed to that by now. Even when you undertake the efforts to confirm, sometimes it still doesn't matter. Oh, boy. Well, anyway. But at least my, you know, that rate has lowered. My guests have been on pretty regularly. I have been making it a point after every show. In fact, after this show, I'm going to confirm tomorrow's guest to make sure. I've been doing that pretty regularly, so it's been working out a lot better lately. But nevertheless, you're always going to get one bad apple in the bunch. This didn't work out for today. Tomorrow I get Bill Deagle coming on, guys. As you might recall, I had him booked several weeks ago. He wasn't able to make it. He actually had a death in the family. His mother had passed away, unfortunately. But he's going to be on with us tomorrow talking about alternative health and how they're screwing or trying to screw our health up by all the junk they put in our foods, our drinking water. So that should be an interesting show. Anyway, so let me pick up where I left off on Friday, talking about the UN war waging machine. Hopefully I'll finish that up today. Still got an hour and a half or so left, so that should be enough time unless I go off on my long tangents. Or if I get calls, hey, if I do, fine, no problem. Just pick it up on Friday. But this is important stuff, guys, because there's this pervasive delusion that exists in the liberal slash democratic world, the Democrat Party, that somehow the UN is going to save us from Bush's abuses, not realizing that, you know, they're working for the same crime bosses. They're all on the same team. The Bush administration, the UN at the highest levels, that is, all share the same agenda. And, you know, some people will point to various Security Council members, for example, or weapons inspectors who have a conscience. And they'll say, see, the UN is good. Look what they're doing. That doesn't mean the UN is good. It means that there are some decent people in the UN, just like Congress. Congress as a whole is comprised of a bunch of sellout trash bags. But there's a couple people in there. I have probably actually about a half a dozen of them in there I can think of that are actually pretty decent. But because there's some decent people in there who are doing decent things, you know, it doesn't mean that the whole institution is good. I mean, that works with anything. You know, the CIA has some very decent people. I'd venture to say most of the people that work for the CIA are very decent people. Same with the FBI. Same with any other government agency, you know. Although I don't think we could apply that to FEMA. No, but seriously, you know, they want it that way, actually. They want it that way. They want honest, decent people that have a conscience. It's good PR for them. Look at the Freemasonry. The whopping bulk of Freemasons are decent people. You go to any town USA and go into any lodge, and you'll see people there that have no clue what Freemasonry really is all about. They think it's a Christian institution or whatever, or just some harmless men's club, great social gathering place. They have no idea. There's this hidden agenda for world domination. But anyway, so, you know, this is what we have with the UN. The UN does have some good people. You know, I'm going to be having some UN people on in the future, you know, or former UN people. Just because I have them on doesn't mean I endorse the UN, and just because I don't endorse the UN doesn't mean I'm not going to have them on. You know what I'm saying? It's like Noam Chomsky. Essentially, he's a shill, but he does have some good stuff, so I'm not going to ignore his books. I'm going to read them. There's good stuff in there. Even if he was a total shill, I'd still read his stuff, though, because those total shillers actually have some very interesting, revealing information in them, like in their books, that is. Like, you know, Brzezinski. I've got pretty much everything Brzezinski's ever written. Very interesting stuff. You'd really be in the dark if you didn't read that scoundrel's books, because he tells you in advance where things are going. He's been doing that for decades, going back to, you know, 1970, his Between Two Ages book. He made a lot of forecasts, almost all of which have already come true. Information will gravitate into the hands of those who control information. He said, you know, there's going to be implantable microchips. And he talked about, you know, merging countries together, you know, regionally first, and then bringing those regional unions together under one global banner. Well, here we are. When he wrote that, you know, it was the European Common Market, but it wasn't anything akin to what we have today, the EU. It was just a faint foreshadowing. But there certainly wasn't any North American Union on the horizon. NAFTA didn't exist back then. CAFTA, none of these so-called free trade groups. So, just drinking my tea here. So, you know, you read his writings and it's like, wow. As the decades move on and you see everything coming to pass, it's like, yeah, how can people not see that there's a conspiracy here? You know, this guy has been one of the top planners of our foreign and domestic policy, too, for that matter, for years, decades. So when he writes about stuff that's coming, he's not just picking it out of a hat. He's not, you know, guessing. He's not looking into his little magic crystal ball. He knows what's happening because he's there planning it. He's at the helm of this whole operation, planning this stuff. Anyway, guys, stick with us, and I'll pick up where I left off on Friday when we get back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys. Back on Two Thirds Radio, and this is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Going to pick up with our UN discussion here as far as it being a war-waging machine. A lot more to be said about the UN on future shows, but we're focusing on this aspect again today, picking up from Friday. I left off Friday reading this Chomsky quote. It's just a quick one-liner. Let me read that again just to get us back into the... to where we left off. If you remember, I was reading a series of quotes talking about the Iraq war, showing how it had to do with the New World Order. In fact, all of our war-waging enterprises since World War II have had to do with that. That's what they've all been about. That was the ultimate goal behind them all. Here's what Chomsky had to say. As for the New World Order, the basic rules are the rule of law for the weak, the rule of force, state power, and intervention for the strong. So it's funny that on the one hand, Chomsky will deny that there's this conspiracy for world government. But then on the other hand, he makes statements like this indicating clearly that, you know, this is happening and he does believe it. It's kind of like 9-11. You know, you ask him point blank, do you think 9-11 was an inside job? Oh, no. Oh, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. But then he's made statements that, you know, are right along that line, indicating that he does believe that, or at least believe they have the capability to do it, and that it's possible that they did do it. For example, in November of 2003, a year before the last fake presidential election, he said, it wouldn't surprise me, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, it wouldn't surprise me if this administration orchestrates something just before the election next year to help, you know, win it for Bush. And he was speaking in reference to some type of terrorist-related incident. So, you know, on the one hand, again, he's denying 9/11 is an inside job, but then he's implying that, oh, well, yeah, they might stage a terrorist attack to try to win him some points. You know, he'll act the hero again, and he'll get support. People will be behind him. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, but that is an interesting statement. And, you know, here, once again, in this particular instance, he is correct. That's what the New World Order is, guys. The basic rules are the rule of law, and that word law, by the way, has nothing to do with lawfulness. It has to do with what they pass, what they ramrod through Congress or parliaments or whatever else around the world that has the appearance of legitimacy. It's just their way of enforcing their ideologies on people, you know, protecting their power interests while robbing the populace of theirs. But, you know, here he says the rule of law for the masses, rule of law for the weak, the rule of force and state power and intervention for the strong. And that's all that's been going on for decades on end now, whether it's the U.S. or the U.N. or usually the U.S. operating under the auspice of the U.N. This has always been what lies behind it. Occupying countries, taking control of them, overthrowing legitimately elected leaders and replacing them with little Washington, i.e. Wall Street puppets, you know, always under some phony pretext, but stripped of the rhetoric, lying just beneath the surface, you'll see that the real agenda is, ever has been, always will be, as long as this system is being controlled by these scumbags, it'll always be about global domination, the New World Order. That's where all this is leading. Okay, so let me pick up from there. Understand, as I just said, that, you know, not just the UN, but the U.S. military itself has expressed these same sentiments on numerous occasions, that its goal is to dominate the world scene in cooperation with other major military powers around the world, ultimately operating under the auspice, under the direction of the UN, of course. Here's one such example. This is from Joint Vision 2020, a document produced by the United States Department of Defense, released on May 30th of 2000, just a little bit more than a year before 9/11. This document was drafted up, and here's what it said. The ultimate goal of our military force is to accomplish the objectives directed by the national command authorities. For the joint force of the future, this goal will be achieved through full spectrum dominance. Oh, I just love that term. They certainly love it. Full spectrum dominance. And then it says, the ability of U.S. forces operating unilaterally or in combination with multinational and interagency partners to defeat any adversary and control any situation across the full range of military operations, i.e. complete and total global domination. I mean, let's not mince words here. Let's call this exactly what it is. This is what they're talking about. They're not hiding it here. They're coming right out, shove it in your face. This is their objective, guys. And, you know, if you want to join along with them, well, you can be part of the action, too, as long as you play by our rules. But this is what they're after. They're after complete and total global domination. So, anyway, let's pick up from there. That was just the first paragraph. It's actually a three-paragraph-long quote here. But, you know, when you read between the lines, can there be any question what they're after here? You know, unilaterally or in combination with multinational and interagency partners to defeat any adversary. Now, the word adversary simply means those who aren't going along with our game, like Saddam. He did for a while. He was their buddy. He stopped playing ball by their rules, and that's it. He had to go. It wasn't that he was a threat or even capable of posing a threat. The only threat he posed or was capable of posing was ideological. And they knew that, of course. He could not pose any military threat. Saddam knew it. They knew it. This is all psychological warfare, guys. Go along with us or we're going to take you down. And we'll paint you in the most ugly hues when we're the ones that are actually the troublemaker here. What a little scheme they got going. I tell you, man, you got the media in bed with you. You got academia in fear. They won't get those federal grants each year if they don't play along. And you've got quite a recipe for disaster. And that's exactly what we've got ourselves here. Control any situation, they said, across the full range of military operations. I mean, could they make it any clearer than that? Did they have to actually come out and say, we're going to work in conjunction with everyone else who plays ball by our rules to totally dominate the world from every conceivable angle so no one can pose us a threat, and we're going to go after anybody who even looks at us funny? I mean, you know, that's what this is saying, stripped of its rhetoric. That's exactly the message here. The quote continues, the full range of operations includes maintaining a posture of strategic deterrence. It includes theater engagement and presence activities, i.e. occupation forces, what that's saying. It includes conflict involving employment of strategic forces and weapons of mass destruction. Major theater wars, regional conflicts, and smaller scale contingencies. Notice, again, they paint this in the broadest possible perspective to give themselves a blank check to do whatever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, against whoever they want. Listen to that. It includes conflict involving employment of strategic forces and WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. They're supposed to be so concerned about disarming others of their weapons of mass destruction when they don't even have them. And yet here they are admitting right in your face that we're going to employ weapons of mass destruction in this quest for global domination. Guys, once again, this is right out of the pages of Sun Tzu's Art of War. This is an old tactic. You blame the opposition for the very crimes you're guilty of. Can you think of a better example of that in play than this? They're claiming to be the police of the world. They're going to take weapons of mass destruction away from those, even those who don't have them. We'll just use that as an excuse. I mean, this is it right here. Blaming Saddam for possessing WMDs when they're the ones that have more than anybody else on the planet combined. The United States is the biggest producer and distributor, I might add, of weapons of mass destruction, has the largest arsenal of them, and uses them more than any other country in the world, or indeed all other countries combined, and yet they use that as an excuse, the hunt for weapons of mass destruction, to take out anybody who poses them a mere ideological threat. Look at the doublespeak here. It's so disgusting. Anyway, the document continues. It also includes those ambiguous situations residing between peace and war, such as peacekeeping and peace enforcement operations, as well as non-combat humanitarian relief operations and support to domestic authorities. So we're going to do what we want when we want, whether it's actual warfare or peacetime, it doesn't matter. We're going to occupy any country we want, intimidate, act like we're there for humanitarian services when really we're just going to be scaring people, frightening them, reminding them who's boss. I mean, again, that's what this is saying. Strip it of its rhetoric. This is a complete and total blank check. You can't stop us. We're going to do whatever we want. Ha ha, too bad, whether you like it or not. And then it goes on. The label full spectrum dominance implies that U.S. forces are able to conduct prompt, sustained, and synchronized operations with combinations of forces tailored to specific situations and with access to and freedom to operate in all domains, space, sea, land, air, and information. Once again, in case the previous two paragraphs were not broad enough, they had to continue on here and elaborate on the specifics. We're going to get control of land, air, sea, space. And they even include information, i.e., the media, education systems, and, of course, the Internet. Which is, of course, what the bill up before the Senate is now, 1959. They want to have absolute, total control over all avenues of public information, making sure that you can't get access to, you know, stuff like what we're talking about here on RBN and other, you know, patriot networks, exposing their crimes. They don't hide it, guys. They're telling you this goes back to 2000. And oh, so conveniently, less than a year and a half later, 9/11 comes along and gives them the impetus to engage in these kind of activities now, stripping you of your rights and amassing totalitarian power in their hands. How convenient that that just happened to come along in time for them to implement these plans that they had been already laid out a year earlier, year and a half. Anyway, last line here from this paragraph, this final paragraph. Additionally, as if that isn't enough yet, additionally, given the global nature of our interests, once again, are they hiding it here? They want global domination. Additionally, given the global nature of our interests, we can't wait to rule the world! Given the global nature of our interests and obligations to who? Given our global interests and obligations, the United States must maintain its overseas presence and the ability to rapidly project power worldwide in order to achieve full spectrum dominance. Listen to this, man. It's they're not even attempting to hide it here. They want you to know we're in command, baby. We're going to do what we want when we want. The United States must. Yeah, I like real words of certainty like that, don't you? We must! In other words, you're not going to stop us. Even if the whole entire population of the country doesn't like it, we're still going to do it because we must maintain our overseas presence, forces, and the ability to rapidly project our power through shock and awe, for example. We're going to shock and awe them so we can project our power in order to achieve full spectrum dominance, to make sure you can't ever pose a threat, even think of posing a threat. That's why we got hate crimes bills and thought crimes bills. Don't you even think you're ever going to even propose an idea of trying to threaten our power? Anyway, so there you have it, guys. There's an admission by our military of what their coming plans for the coming years were. 9/11 happens a year later. Look what they have done. Don't forget, you know, people like Ron Paul, he's the only one, by the way, there were others, but Ron Paul said things like the Patriot Act, he said, are not the result of 9/11. 9/11 is the excuse, not the reason. He said they were trying to pass this bill months ago. I mean, after you read things like this, if you can't see that 9/11 is a complete scam, not only to sucker you to fight their phony wars, but to excuse the big power grabs, the massive budgetary increases from Congress to get this military world domination scheme underway. I mean, it was already underway, but to whip it into higher gear, to push it forward at an exponentially increased rate. Anyway, guys, we got a caller, Gil from Texas. Welcome to the show, Gil.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, Mr. Giuliani. No relation to the mayor, former mayor of okay, I have.
He might be related to me, but I'm not related to him.
You know, I have to say this just to get the public to wake up a little bit more, because there are wheels within wheels. Of course, Ron Paul would be the perfect candidate, but he didn't have a chance in winning. The country is way too decadent for someone that's going to want to tighten up the purse strings and take all of the government subsidies and giveaways away. And he wants to do right for defense, but, you know, by and large, the Republican candidacy always ran strong on defense that, you know, we're kick you know what, USA. And I'm not too sure. You know, the world is given to the evil powers that be in that you know, the devil. You know, that, and you have to bow down to him to win the candidacy. Well, he's not going to win. We could do better, Charles. Getting
let's try to keep some sense of optimism here, though.
They're wasting their time trying to follow this man. This man has the right ideas, but he's unelectable. It's not going to happen. Can I stay over during the break?
Oh, yeah,
I have
sure.
points to make on this.
All right, no problem. Yeah, stick with us, folks, and be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Gil on the line here from Texas.
Well, make your
bad
point.
News.
Well, go ahead, make your point. But I totally disagree with you. I understand your optimism, but it's in vain. I mean, we're expecting someone to ride on a white horse and take care of our problems. You know, years ago.
Well, no, look, I know how rigged the system is. I know how, you know, deeply dug in they are. I'm very much aware of all of that.
Well, what we're asking,
but these people are not infallible that have rigged this system. They're human like everyone else. They make mistakes. They're capable of, you know, making plans that collapse on, you know, in their face like so many of us have done over, you know, It's not foolproof. Oh, they've rigged it well. They've got the things stacked with their little insiders across the board. But at the same time, we've got them far outnumbered, and people are waking up by the droves.
Well, we need to just do more than make up. We actually need to do something at this point. You know, the election is like less than a year away. Now, we do have a Republican that's trying to wake up as well. I mean, a Democrat that's trying to wake up as well. And I think it's Dennis, because I can't say his last name. It's Kucinich.
Yeah.
And he started a big uproar about wanting to impeach the vice president. Well, you know, that's just one step away from the highest man in office without speaking names.
Yeah, but, you know, I would argue that that isn't going to do much either. I mean, it sounds good. I'd like
to
see
that. That's my point. You see, we have to be proactive and not just say we're going to follow this. I just think it's kind of going to be a waste of time. It's almost like maybe I'd venture that, like I said earlier.
Well, let's put it this way. Collectively, what Kucinich is doing, what Ron Paul is doing, what we're even doing here in IBN is contributing.
It's contributing, but it's I think
significantly contributed.
I'm saying the
complacency. Hey, look, just a few years ago, in fact, just 2 years ago, well, two and a half, just before Katrina, this country was still for the most part asleep. Now it's for the most part awake. The statistics have reversed. Now it's the majority of people are waking up, minority that are still.
That's what makes everything so dangerous, is that the people, there are a few people in power that are controlling everything. You know, are really calling the shots, and like I spoke earlier about the wheels within wheels, the people that are making the decisions are not the majority. What we're going to end up with is what my uncle told me, who turned down a Rhodes Scholarship. He said there's going to be a civil riot in this country, without a doubt.
I mean, it's
unavoidable. It's unavoidable.
It's
apparently going to come to that. I've heard rumors.
I don't want to see it, but yeah,
I've heard rumors the president has plans to maybe.
I think they're bargaining on that.
To stop the election.
Yeah, well, you know, they said that back in 2004, and they've already started saying that this past summer.
Charles,
again,
years ago, I called a conservative show out of Dallas, this POV point of view, and I was trying to explain to them that if you look at the Bush administration and all the people around them, that he was planning to go to war no matter what, and that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And sure enough, he has the same type of people around him. There's no change. And our only option is to get proactive and kick him out before it's too late.
Yeah, I agree. We can't just sit back. That's what a lot of people are thinking. Oh, we'll just sit back, wait till the election, we'll get rid of him, and then we'll
that's my point. You see, if we keep following this bandwagon, I understand Ron Paul is the answer to our prayer, but I wrote him and I said, it's going to take a miracle. It's literally going to take an act of God. And unfortunately, I'm thinking that
I'm not even so much worried about whether he's going to win or not. If the election is run fairly, he can't lose. But
it hasn't been run fairly for the last few years.
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is him losing the election might actually precipitate such an uprising. I hope not, but I think people are going to be really enraged because they're going to know he's winning across the board, all the debates.
Women are taking over all over the world. I mean, look at Boutros Ghali and down in Venezuela.
I tell you what, you want to hold on until after the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent